Hey, this episode of Juan Epstein is brought to you by our friends at Bevel. GetBevel.com.
All right. Hey, good morning, Scythe.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And a big shout out to our friends at SeatGeek who make tonight's episode of Juan Epstein possible.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Facts. And I say that based on facts. Shout out to SeatGeek. We'll get some more into that later. Scythe, I know you care about this stuff.
Yeah.
New couple alert.
Oh, new couple alert. I love alerts. I just love all the different alerts that come out nowadays.
French Montana and Iggy Azalea.
I heard about that alert.
You did? Yeah. How'd you already hear
that? I just
heard
about it maybe like an hour ago. And then I gagged and vomited on myself.
What, because you didn't care at all?
Not in the least.
But you're friends with French.
Friends?
So you can't, are you really holding everyone to a standard if they haven't done a favor for you in the last like 3 months? They're off the friend list?
I was never friends with him.
Friendly?
Friendly, yes.
But not
super friendly.
But you guys look kind of similar.
Yeah.
You're both from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
We helped him try to find a Jewish girlfriend. Remember that?
We did try,
that,
yeah.
That skit, by the way, is one of the most underrated pieces of brilliance ever created.
I wonder if his J-Date profile is still up.
We did make a J-Date profile for French Montana. That really did happen. Anyways, I don't know why. That was just on my screen, so I said that.
So it's a new couple alert.
Apparently. I don't even know that's a thing. If there is a weird feedback happening here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to figure it out. Anyways, I'm very excited, Saif. Isaiah Rashad is with us today.
Nice.
What's up?
How are you, man?
I'm great.
All the way from Tennessee, by way of, do you live in L.A.? You live in L.A., right?
I live in L.A. on and off, yep.
On and off?
Yep, when I'm doing right.
Okay, so this is what we have to get
when
to, I guess.
Doing right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so the first thing we said off the air when I said, how are you, where you been? You said, I've been fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, because I haven't seen you in years,
yep.
Which is fat.
Two
years, to be exact. Because I see Dave Free right now. I see Dave Free, well, every 4 months.
Every few months, I see
Dave Free.
Every week.
And I know I don't see you. No. So what the hell's been going on with Isaiah Rashad? He's asking for a thumbs up to talk about it.
And explicitly, I got an oxymoron tour, kind of addicted to Xanax and alcoholic.
Geez.
And an alcoholic.
Yep.
Isaiah.
But I was there for the beginning of that tour.
And then I went to Europe for 2 months.
Oh.
And I went on tour without nobody really looking at me. Not looking at me, like I wouldn't, it's not like I wouldn't be looked after. I just did what I wanted to do.
And what you wanted to do at that time was
like everybody around me, like all the little rap niggas or whatever I'd see.
There were some guys doing some stuff that was not necessarily advisable.
But that ain't on them. That's on me.
For sure.
They ain't gonna what?
That's not on them. That's on me.
Oh.
Yeah, I made the decision. I can curse.
I
you can curse.
I fucked up.
I respect that.
You fucked up.
Ownership.
I fucked up pretty bad. I almost got dropped like 3 times.
I think I fixed the issue, by the
you
way.
You did.
It's gone, right?
Anymore.
No, it's still there.
Yeah, well, because once you started getting serious, I was like, I can't lose this. Hold on. So how long into the tour did you start realizing you had problems?
Probably around my birthday.
Which is?
I got May 16th. I got dropped off close to Chattanooga. Q had like a show in Atlanta. And I was like, I played like probably 5 pounds less or whatever. And I thought it was all right, though. I'm like, it's just some regular shit. And I got off tour and I like was too stressed out like all the time. And I kept like popping pills, kept fucking drinking.
Damn.
Like I wake up, I rap, like I write raps every morning.
Right.
But like moving from it. We talked about it a little bit before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just it becoming a professional, or whatever. Like I had access to shit that I didn't have before, so I can get up in the morning and go buy a pint or whatever. And shit,
I will say, the only thing I have a recollection of is that you and your boys were definitely getting it in. I definitely recall that.
Yeah.
Like that, I remember the show at the Fillmore in Silver Spring.
Yeah.
I remember in Jersey. And there was definitely, I saw you were definitely into it, but I didn't realize that. So how bad did the spiral go?
I tore my stomach lining.
Ugh.
Like type of shit. Like, what? I don't drink like often no more at all for reputational reasons. And now
just fix something.
Yeah, bass all the way gone now.
Oh, it's all the way fixed?
It's all the way gone now.
Oh, thank you, RJ. There was a weird feedback in the room that you just fixed. I appreciate you. How did you have to do anything when your stomach lining gets messed up from taking drugs?
I mean, I'm more a person that like know it's happening. So when that shit happened, I hit my grandma, my mom or something. And I'm like, I'm doing this, doing that. And she'd be like, she'd give me a hard time. And I just won't talk. I wouldn't talk to her for like a week. And I just keep doing what I'm doing. I take myself to the hospital or whatever. That'd be it. And then I just want to talk about it.
Now, what about are you with the mother of your... last time I talked to you, you had a child.
I had a son, yeah.
You have a second child now.
I have a daughter, too.
And now you have a daughter.
Yep.
With the same person?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
So are you with neither of the women who you had kids with? Are you with the second one?
Nope.
Neither.
Neither.
So the mother of your first child, of your son, was she aware? Was she aware of what was going on with you? Because obviously you have to be in communication
Nobody
with her.
Nobody knows what would be going on with me. That was a problem. I had really, I'm like moved to LA and like kind of went ghost outside of being a dad when I'm in town or when I have my son.
And the baby's in Chattanooga?
My son be with me like a good portion of the year.
In LA?
Yeah.
He would come out to LA?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when he would you pull your shit together when he was around?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part, I had people around me that, you know what I'm saying? I was just in a real bad place up until probably like 6 months ago.
All right, hold on. Dave Free, can you grab that microphone for a second? Can I ask you a question? Come on, I want to ask you something.
He wants no part of this.
Okay, let me ask for you then.
Keeping it 1,000.
Of course.
Yeah.
How aware were the guys, were like the TDE people that you were falling apart?
I mean.
And how did you keep it from them?
Because I don't see nobody. Like what? Dot, it's Dot. So Dot ain't in town. And Q is Q. So Q ain't in town. And Soul was getting this shit together. And Rock was getting this shit together. And SZA was getting that shit together. And SZA be out here. So I'm from Chattanooga. I'm really like, so I'm either here or there. Ain't nobody in the South except me.
Right. And so when you're on your own, obviously, at the point when you're not dealing with an album, there and they weren't aware from the tour itself of how bad a shape you were in. Like, could Q not tell? Because Q, to me, it would surprise me wouldn't be able to tell because he's been fucked up himself.
It's like, I don't think it's – we, like, at that time, you got to know Q just met me. So, like, we didn't have that kind of relationship.
Right.
To, like,
where he's sitting there checking on checking
yeah, like,
on
checking on each other type of shit. He just make sure there wasn't nobody fucking with me or make sure I was smoked out because I'm just a little homie. But other than, like, nowadays, niggas got health kicks. Like, niggas are checking niggas. Like, I was so bad off drugs and shit that, what was it, like, last week? Was it Monday? I was recording, and I was drinking coffee too much, and niggas, like, probably, niggas thought I was on Molly or some shit. Feel me?
Just because you were hyped up off of coffee.
I was hyped because I don't be hyped. Like, if I ain't drinking, I ain't, like,
so how long have you been, let's start here. How long have you been clean for now?
Not all the way. Like, off Xanax and shit? Like, doing that shit? I ain't been doing that shit at all. But, like, drinking, I ain't just go cold turkey. I just don't wake up. I make sure I don't wake up. I don't drink before certain times of the day. I don't fucking drink majority of the week. I don't do nothing except, I don't even social drink. I haven't been drinking, basically.
But what, hold on.
Since the last episode.
Are you scared to take the step of just straight up, I'm an alcoholic and I shouldn't drink at all?
I don't want to quit something that, like, because that's like, to me, it's like I'm running away from it. So I'd rather just not do it. When I see it, it's more of a test. It's like, do I feel like drinking? Do I think I can handle it? If I can handle it, I'll drink. And then and if I don't think I can handle it, I'll just be honest with myself. And then not drink, because I know how that turns out. And I know I turn into Bobby Brown.
You turn into Bobby Brown?
Loose jaw?
Bobby Brown.
What do you mean? Give me more. Like, you start talking shit?
Like, fuck your bitch.
You might fuck someone's bitch.
I might fuck your bitch.
Would you take a famous pop star and turn her into a crack addict?
Nah, I ain't on that type of shit. No,
not that. Not that far.
Not that. I'm not full Bobby Brown. He can't go full Bobby.
He's not full Bobby.
No,
not
come
full
on.
Bobby. Early Bobby.
Early Bobby. Chill. So wait, have you literally gotten yourselves in a situation where you?
I didn't have a choice, bro. It was either that or go home. He sent me home. Top sent me home. And I get my shit together
from the tour.
He sent me home from the squad.
Oh, he put you on the bench.
Yeah, that you ain't heard from me.
Nope.
You ain't heard me drop shit until I got my shit together.
Nope.
He's on punishment.
Yeah.
I got my shit together a little bit. Nelly came out. Got my shit together a little bit. Smile came out.
So they're just giving you little by little.
Nah, I got my shit together.
Now you feel good.
I got my shit together. I'm cool. Like, ain't nobody cool. Like, I was addicted to some shit. So it's like, ain't like I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I don't think about it every once in a while. I think about anything I was doing. I just know I got a bigger goal to do. And I got examples of what the outcome of that shit is. And I just don't want to be one of them niggas. Especially when you coming from Chattanooga, you come from a small-ass city. And so when you not doing some shit, like, I could feel my clout go away. I like my clout. I could feel my little power words go away. I could feel that shit. It's like, you fucking ain't putting out no music. Niggas wondering what the fuck you doing. Either you making the biggest shit ever or you fucking off. So everybody either knows or they just give me the benefit of the doubt.
Wow, Syph, I got to tell you, I am surprised by the content of this interview. Unless I missed something I did not know about this.
I mean...
Is this out there?
Nah, man, it's just good. I mean, I'll keep shit to myself.
Because I feel bad. I would have reached out. But now I realize, I look back, and I'm like, it just gradually happened. You're right. All of a sudden, it's like, well, what's going on with Isaiah?
You're a bad friend.
I am a bad friend. Confirmed bad friend.
It happens, man.
This started out so positively, too. I played your record for the first time ever. I remember it. It was Summer Jam Night.
You did.
Two or three years ago.
It was tight. Me and my mom was listening to it.
Yes. That was a big deal.
It was a big-ass deal. Still is.
And then I was so excited for you. You went on the tour. And then to think, now, had you previous to that, had you ever had issues with drugs and alcohol?
I hadn't tried drugs. And I was a late drinker. I was one of them kids who was like, I ain't never.
Yeah, me neither. I was the same way. When did you start drinking?
21.
So why is life scared to have a drink 22. To this day?
I'm a late drinker.
Yeah. Still haven't started yet.
I'm going to start at about 50, 55.
For real.
Yo, Sife, can you imagine? You just don't give a fuck at this point. By the way, does Chappelle ever talk to you about drinking or anything? Like, does he? Because I know Chappelle gets fucked up.
Yeah.
He likes to drink. I mean, yeah, he drinks a lot. He smokes nonstop. Cigarettes, yeah, at least.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. He never, does he ever notice that, like, Sife, have a goddamn drink, Sife?
Nah, not really.
Can we tell everyone what you're doing real quick?
Yeah. I want to know.
Sife is going out with Chappelle to London for a couple of weeks for six shows.
It's pretty lit.
It's pretty very lit.
Very lit.
All the way lit.
All the way lit. Business class.
Mm. Hopefully.
Hopefully when you get there, it's confirmed business class. Yeah. God, I got to get richer. Dave Free, you don't have to answer on air, but do you always fly business class at this point, or are you sometimes still coach? Sometimes still coach. Whew, good. I don't want to be separated from you to the point that you never fly coach. Because I just want to understand.
Everybody always.
Occasionally.
Sometimes you just got to get to where you got
to
get.
As Peter, bro. I'm trying to hold water right now, bro. Like, you're funny as fuck.
Well, thank you. I just
understand. What are you saying? You coach?
I made it too heavy.
I basically. Sometimes. No. We're going to come back. Don't worry. I'm taking a little breather. But yeah, I always fly coach. I've flown first like one time. Two times.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that, Sife?
I mean, I ain't done it like that many times, but it's nice up there.
I know.
I came back from Vegas yesterday on first.
Oh, you did? It was lit? J-Lo got that for you?
No, I got it.
But if they just had, they bumped you?
It was on standby, and it was like, we only got one seat left. It's first. Is that okay? I was like.
Is that okay?
I was like, yeah, all right, fuck it.
If that's all you have? Normally, I prefer coach, but if you insist on putting me in first, that's fine. I just want to know, because I believe that to get to the point where you only fly first requires getting to a certain level of richness in which.
Or
people pay for it for you at all times.
Other people are paying for it. That's
right.
What it is.
I mean,
if you're getting booked for something.
Right. But like ESPN, I'm going to do TV tomorrow for 2 days.
It's not in your contract?
That's not my contract, though. Next contract,
it was in my MTV contract.
You were a hack back then.
I was a nobody.
A
I'm still
fucking
a nobody.
Nobody.
First class.
I saw you on MTV. I was like, who is this fucking show? I got news for you, though. So after watching the VMAs last night, you back then was way better than things going on right now.
But yo, how about they fucked up my contract back in the days, and it was me and my companion both had to have first class.
Wow. So who's flying with you first class?
It was supposed to be your companion gets a ticket.
But not first class.
Not first class, yeah. But they fucked up. They.
Sorry, G-Code. Predates you. Yeah. Unfortunate.
Oh, we was living back then.
You were just lit back then.
Like a champ.
Okay, so Isaiah Rashad, first of all, when is new music coming out?
Friday, September 2nd,
2016. That's Friday.
Who's from who's from Chattanooga?
He is.
Samuel Jackson, Reggie White.
Yeah.
Oh, you were asking in general?
Usher. Yeah. Usher's from Chattanooga?
By way of, since he was, before he was 15, 16.
Chattanooga, Samuel Jackson.
Venus Lacey, if you really know female women's basketball.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know men's basketball, so no, I don't know.
Yep.
I thought WNBA was the NBA for white people.
She was in the Olympics, though.
Whoa. Do you steal that joke?
I've been trying it out lately.
That joke's incredible.
Jesus Christ.
You thought it was the white NBA? Wait, who are the other names you said up top?
Samuel Jackson, Usher, Reggie White.
Have you seen any of them out? Well, Reggie White's dead, so you don't see him out and about. Rest in peace.
R.P.A. Yeah.
But do you see the other ones? Have you ever seen them out in Chattanooga?
Samuel Jackson talked at the little shit with my homie's dad like this summer. He spoke about after they shot up the people. You remember that in the news?
Oh, yeah.
The military
dude
came through.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Samuel Jackson came to town to talk.
He comes down to see his mom. He sees his mom and stuff.
How popping are you in Chattanooga?
Depending on what sect of town you're talking about.
Like
the
what section of
the rich white area?
Oh, I'm good where I'm at. I'm good wherever I'm at. I guess like Chattanooga's so small. No, I usually ask me some shit that I just took real personal. I don't know why.
Right,
I'm like sure. I know it, so I'm like I know where I'm not fucked with.
How small is it?
Well, what do you mean you know where you're not fucked with?
I know what type of niggas don't fuck with me in chat.
Are there people? Why would someone not fuck with you?
Just.
Do they think you're like weirdo rap?
Niggas who just don't like. I wasn't a nigga who was just around town at 15. You know what I'm saying? 16, 17.
Why? What were you doing?
I was in fucking school. And you got a certain age of niggas, certain group of niggas like my age who was just doing some wild shit. And if you weren't doing some wild shit and you rapping now, then you ain't like living it. It's like, nigga, I rap about having a job and fucking getting hot, nigga. I live.
Which, by the way, makes it all the more ironic that you became a fucking drug addict.
No, it's not. My dad's a drug addict.
Oh, well, there goes the irony. What kind of shit was your dad on?
Crack.
Oh, it's a bad one.
Pills.
Crack's always a conversation ender.
Mm.
That's a bad one.
I'm not laughing at your dad's drug problems. I'm just laughing at the way you.
How
answer.
Wrong? How like,
oh man, because I was like, I'm tired of niggas thinking I was just like I'm just like I've just been gone just because I've been gone, and I can't just say it on Twitter because that's stupid.
No, you can't.
It's a dumb dialogue.
That's not how you
feel me.
That's not how you talk about this. No,
you go to like rehab.
You can't hit my repug wallet. I don't care.
Did you go to like rehab? Or you just
bro. I had to. I couldn't afford to go to rehab or to tell anybody that. Like, besides telling, like, Top what was going on with me. And, like, Top just know. Especially when he pop up.
Yeah, Top knows that kind of stuff.
Knows. So it was just going on between me and him. It was, like, more of a me and him thing, a one-on-one. Like, nigga, got to this time to get your shit together. Have you got to get together.
Or you're gone.
Or you're gone. Damn. I didn't do it. And so I was gone for a minute. And I was sending him shit. Just fire shit.
What happens when you're gone for a minute? Like, does he not return your text messages?
He just texts back a little slower, and you can feel it.
Yeah. He definitely can feel it.
Like now, he'll text me if I think about texting him.
Yeah.
Because I'm good.
And have you set a standard for yourself of where you want to be? Like, it seems like by you being so open about this and now telling the world, part of it is probably also to hold yourself accountable, yeah. Right? Because now the whole world will be like, yo, he's fucking up. I'm
most
watching.
Most definitely. I want to... I don't know. I guess I come from that weird part of, like, I guess a generational. I like having those conversations, generational rap things, because I like thinking about it real technically. I think I'm in that place where I have no problem saying I'm a better rapper than everybody else, but I don't give a fuck about it. On some like generational shit, like the nigga standing beside you type of shit. So that's not really, more so what I'm saying is that. I gotta be upfront with myself on every aspect. So it's like if I'm gonna be for real, I can't be sleep half the day, or I can't be hungover or throwing up some yellow shit, and then try to get on stage. I ain't not have no shows. And you ain't got no shows. You ain't got no. I can't even prove to you I'm like hot. I'm tight. I can't show you that like that I like friendly competition. That's all I really be liking, just like friendly competition. I can't even have that because I got to play catch up because I've been faded for 2 years. Feel me?
Whew, yeah.
That's all I want is friendly competition. That's all I want.
You just
want
to be in the ball game and get to spar around with everyone.
Yeah, get my ring. They giving out rings. I want to get my ring.
Right. I understand. And by the way, you're someone who's capable of a ring.
I should have 5.
No, you're a young guy.
I should have worked harder at fucking 18.
Like, I mean, but not even Kobe had a ring at 18. I mean, it takes time.
Shit. And if he could have.
How old's Kendrick? 28?
Yep.
Kendrick just got a ring.
Got a ring at 25.
Yeah, he got a ring a couple years
24,
ago.
24.
I mean, he's got a second ring, let's be honest. He's got 2 rings.
Third. Lucky.
I mean, no, 2 big rings.
2 big
5
rings?
Rings?
He got...
You give him 5... Okay, I was counting the albums
feel me?
As rings.
Fuck
I don't
that.
Know.
No,
I was
no,
counting
no,
the
no.
albums as rings. You were counting Grammys?
No, dude.
Oh, what did you... Yeah,
you funny. You a funny kid.
Yeah, because Dave you Free held up 5.
Yeah, 5.
He's
five
got
rings.
A, he's got a lot of Grammys. But I would just meant having the 2 crowning albums of, like, these albums are hugely respected by the entire world kind of things, regardless of what the accolades say.
I had 2 rings at least.
Sounds like 7.
What, 2 times 5? 2 plus 5?
2 plus 5. It's a God number.
What is the project that's dropping on Friday?
The Sanitary.
And it's a project album.
It's an album. We'll call it an album this time.
Is it for sale?
Yes.
It is for sale. Is it available for pre-sale right now?
No.
Oh, it's just dropping on Friday. We're doing one of those?
Friday. Yep.
Just hitting people in the head. Are you nervous that people aren't going to give a fuck because you've been gone?
Nope.
You know people have been waiting.
Yep. I was nervous like last week. And then I was like, my career is either going to sink or sail Friday, and I'm okay with that.
Really? How would you be okay if it sunk? Like, I mean, and I, by the way, I'm very...
It can't sink. You're not even at that level to it, for it to sink yet.
Unless my skill deteriorated over 2 years. And now you, that's all it is. You're going to see whether I got better or got worse after being a drug addict and getting over the shit. After fucking, like, fucking my life up.
Right. So I guess if you were worse from a music standpoint and if people didn't give a shit about it or panned it and didn't like it, that could hurt. And that, but you'd be okay with that?
Nah. I mean, like, you're not okay. Like, okay. It's like, I know I got to deal with it regardless. I'm not going to be fucked up Friday if I get bad tweets. Saturday. I'm not
Isn't that fucked up? That's the standards, bad tweets.
Yeah.
Hey, turn your Twitter off.
Huh?
That'll help you.
Oh, no, no.
You won't get bad tweets if you don't look at Twitter.
I won't be fucked. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be fucked up if I get criticism.
Press the button that says log
out. If I didn't get the criticism I got last time, if I don't get the same type of response or something bigger.
People love Sylvia Demo, right?
Yeah, too much. Because I ain't put out shit. So this is probably going to snatch your attention, hopefully. Work really hard for it. To, like, be able to talk to you about it and then put it out.
How many songs are on this album?
It's like 15 tracks, right? 16 tracks.
Are any of your TDE friends and compatriots on this project?
Shh.
Possibly.
SZA for show.
SZA for show.
I'm gonna tell you SZA for show. You know SZA on there.
Wait, when is SZA dropping out of nowhere, by the way? I'm really waiting. I think it's about to be SZA's time. Is there any information you have on that? Because it feels like SZA's about to... feels like SZA's about to be out of here. That's what it feels like to me.
Feel like it.
That's what that's my sort of...
Go with the gut.
My prediction there.
Monday Night Rosenberg, go with the gut.
Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, we'll get to some wrestling talk, too. Because we wanted to have you on this week to do my wrestling podcast.
What time are you going to do wrestling talk? Because I'm going to step out.
You'll check out?
Yeah.
It will be quick wrestling talk.
I'm going to check out. I'm going to step out.
Step out and come back? Or just step into your car and drive away?
I'll be going to the car.
So what the hell is Chattanooga, Tennessee like?
Chattanooga, Tennessee, via ATL Twins, is the biggest ghetto ever. Fuck them, by the way, for that.
What? Say it again? No, I didn't understand.
The biggest ghetto in the South.
Okay.
Is it Chattanooga?
Ghetto. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's cultured as fuck. It's hella art. It's hella young artists. Yeah. It's hella, like, good-ass, young, aspiring-ass people. It's a small city versus a big town.
I see it on...
it's one of the beautiful places.
Is it on First 48 sometimes?
Sometimes. Damn, and Cops. That's a cool accolade.
Cops,
when I was 17. When I was 17, Chattanooga been on it, it's like, oh, yeah. We major. But now it's like, that ain't cool.
Damn, why was it on Cops a lot?
Because they get killed there a lot.
Because why?
People get killed there a lot. People get killed in New York a lot, and they don't make it no worse. People don't be like, New York sucks.
You have less people, that's why.
Less people get killed. The same higher percentage.
No, I'm just saying there's less people where you live, so you notice it more. Here, someone gets killed, and we just like, excuse me, and like.
Oh yeah! Oh,
dead.
Definitely.
We walk over.
Yeah, you notice your neighbor like being gone all of a sudden. That shit's like empty house as fuck. Yeah. That's fucked up. Yeah.
What really? That
you notice like people like you can't post shit on Facebook. You get lit on like I don't be trying to go to family reunions when I go home. Cause you post you do Facebook Live and somebody roll up on you. You don't know who chilling with somebody or who been having an issue with somebody in my town.
Is the area that you're from in Chattanooga that rough?
I'm from all over. I can legitimately say that. I lived everywhere in Chet. Like, I feel like you got to live there for, like, at least 2-3 year increment to be like, I stayed there.
So like, how far is it from, like, Nashville or Memphis? Or
2 hours from Nashville, 2 hours from Atlanta, 5 hours from Memphis, 4 hours, something like that.
And so, it's like?
In a bowl in between it's like Nashville, Atlanta, Knoxville.
How racist Birmingham. Is it there?
It's fuck, but not really. It's more general racism than what I be feeling in New York and L.A. and shit. It's like more in your face,
right.
But not in your face. It's like
Southern, ain't no, like, Southern me hospitality.
And, like, I can rub a white dude's elbow and not say sorry in the South, but like I can rub anybody's elbow anywhere else, and it's like, yeah. Chill out. Like, you got to actually address that. Like, I'm sorry for stepping on your foot.
Yeah.
Sorry for doing something with accident. You know,
but you don't. Did you notice it more or less?
More. When I moved and then, like, started going back and forth, I really noticed it. It's something that only personally bothers me.
How do you like L.A. versus Chattanooga?
I love the weather. I miss green. And people be like, L.A.'s not green? I'm like, if you ain't rich, no. From what I can tell.
Right. If you have an apartment in the city.
It ain't green.
Go hang out with Dave Free. He's going on jogs.
Stay.
He's running up Runyon Canyon.
You
know, I mean, come on, man.
You know what? When me and Dave started talking about all my issues, he was like, just come run with me, bro. So I had to figure out something to do in the mornings that wasn't like, that was still like being productive instead of like being the fuck off, that wasn't going to run with his ass. Because I see the snaps and I'm like, nah, dog, you up at 7 going up a hill? You got me fucked up. I got to drive across town to you.
If you want to get to the point where you can comfortably wear a scoop neck shirt the way he does.
Oh, yeah.
He's not today. He's wearing a full collar.
Yeah, full collar.
But when Dave Free wears that scoop, you got to have the bulbous chest muscles.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got to stay running in Runyon Canyon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
from L.A.?
Dave, yes.
Yeah, Dave's definitely from L.A.
Yeah, that's that.
He's not definitely, my bad.
No, definitely.
Definitely.
He's definitely confirmed from L.A. Yeah. For sure. Dave's one of my favorite truly L.A.-ish people.
It don't come off too heavy, do it?
No, well, I'm saying that as a positive thing. I like LA people and LA vibes. And I like when there are people, so many people you know in LA are not from LA. So it's fun. The people I know, my friends, of which I have a nice sample size of, who are like true Los Angelinos, I'm very amused by.
See, I ain't never heard that before, Los Angelinos. That's You're a hope. Los Angelino. That's kind of tight.
And I said that.
You got good parents.
And I said that based on facts.
His dad gave me a sermon.
You know what? By the way, I'll give you another Dave Free story. Just because Isaiah Rashad's here, we should do just general TDE talk.
What's up?
First of all, just a few episodes mm-hmm. ago.
Ooh.
You like that?
Nice.
Whoa, everyone got... Yeah, it's lit. You ready to downside?
No, I should.
Okay. We talked about the last time I saw Dave, which was at the Schoolboy Q listening, in which I told the story of him continuously making fun of me during the listening that I was hosting for Schoolboy Q.
Jesus.
Not Dave, Q, yeah. Obviously. Dave, of course, gave me a look like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I knew what I was getting into hosting an event for a Q. This is how he shows affection, yeah. Is publicly calling you fat in a room in front of literally all your peers in the entire industry. So I was telling the story, but one of the funny things that I enjoyed about that night was not only that do I get ridiculed on stage by Q, which is part of the love that is... Knowing Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, yeah. It took me a while to figure that out.
It's time. Listen, when Schoolboy Q, like I said in the last one ep, we talked about it. Considering the last time he did Hot 97, we were like, yo, so how's J-Rock doing? And he starts laughing and says, ha-ha, J-Rock fell off a bike. I'm like, well, this is how, you know, this is what Q does. This is who he is. But watching Dave have to deal with Q's bullshit and see that... Dave has now been such a real manager guy for so long.
Bruh.
He's like, you know, your friends who manage artists and you're just watching them deal with the bullshit.
I'm so proud of him.
The not sexy fucking, like being in the, like Dave gets to be in the sexiest circumstances with artists and has to deal with the most annoying bullshit, minutia, attitude, and no one really appreciates that part of it. Now, granted, he still gets some, I'm sure, really nice benefits off of the whole situation.
Yeah.
But there's still that extra bullshit that sometimes the artists don't always appreciate management has to go
through.
You
know what I had to realize? Like, I was like, is Dave a dick? And he's like, nah. It's like, Dave's prepared for somebody to think he's a dick.
Oh, yes.
At 24/7.
Absolutely. Well, he's being a real professional manager, that's part of the thing.
That sets a whole tone. That's tight, though. I've been watching him, like, the past 2 days. Like, this is my first meeting room with Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went with Punch last time. And that's interesting.
The differences the between Punch and difference? Dave.
Funny.
By the way, Dave Free got a quote recently, and it was like TDE something or other. Dave Free says, "Yeah, you did. I don't remember what it was. You announced something about him or SZA. There was some sort of announcement that was made, and it came via Dave. But no, he's a good person to watch as far as everything.
You're gonna make fun of Dave Saturday morning.
Oh, why? There's something on the album.
Trust me.
Okay, good. I look forward to this.
Damn, this gonna be so lit.
Yes. You're very excited about this.
Bro, I was so happy about my project. I can't even front, bro. I was so depressed. I was like, man, I can't get it together. Then I'm like, when I like some shit, it usually goes off without a hitch on some, like, me actually liking it. And I don't like my shit that much.
What do you mean?
Not like my shit, like not my project. Like, I don't be emotionally attached to my shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was emotionally attached to, like, other shit. I know where to put them feelings at.
For example, what things were you emotionally attached to?
I'm talking about music. Like, I'll be more attached to, like, some Yachty shit than my shit.
You're emotionally attached to Yachty shit?
Sometimes.
Like, what shit of Yachty's are you really into?
Fucking, well, Minnesota was the first one, but his past couple of feature verses have been kind of like...
I've gotten into him because of the feature verses. Have you listened to any Yachty yet?
I saw it in the nightlife. I saw him do that shit. off the project, and I was kind of like, I'm like, oh, fuck, whole room of people singing this. I'm like, this is tight as fuck. Gotta respect it.
What, did you listen to the Chance album?
Yeah, yeah.
You enjoy it?
Yeah. Hmm.
But not, that wasn't a rousing endorsement of Coloring Book, which I would call up there among album of the year candidates so far.
I haven't really, I'm into really ignorant rap right now.
Okay, that's the space you're in.
Listening to.
Right.
And I gotta stay there so I can make shit I make.
It's funny, I know a lot of MCs who are like that. Like
that's
a lot
how
of
most deaf used to be.
Right, only listen to ignorant shit? That's all. That's all. That's
the best ones. It's a balance. It's like you serve your purpose. I serve my purpose. If you like my shit, I mean, you make that shit, and I like my shit. I mean, I like your shit, and I make this shit. Should be doing something right.
That was what most was like. What was most listening to?
K Slay, all day. K Slay mixtape.
DJ K Slay. Oh, that's how I could put on a Papoose. Papoose had this rawest song one time with who was it? I forgot.
K Slay and Papoose. Let me narrow it down. They did 475,000 songs together.
It was just one. It don't matter.
Pull up with fucking Young Jock, Papoose and Young Jock. That shit was so fucking raw.
Damn! Shout out to my nigga here. Like real shit.
Wow, that is so random.
That shit was raw, bro. Like real shit. Like that was a raw ass song. Pull up, shout it. Why me? Pull up, hop out. Show him what.
Young Jock.
I was a big Young Jock fan.
Big Young Jock fan as well.
Yeah,
he could use you this week.
Yeah. Why?
It's funny. His hair.
His hair was like a stupid trending topic for the week.
I saw that.
He just wanted to troll for a living.
Young Jock, Papoose, Pop the Trunk featuring
Pop the Trunk.
Yeah?
Pop the Trunk, yep.
Pop the Trunk.
What's here?
Good. Oh.
Ah, shit. Okay, let's go.
I like the little sample in it.
So, if you know it?
I remember, yeah.
It was like 07, wasn't it? Don't act like you couldn't fuck with that in 07.
No, that's actually pretty tough.
Yep.
That actually was kind of soulful for what I would have expected from me, Papoose, Young Jock.
That's what Down South music used to sound like. And we were like, this Down South shit is great.
I know, listen to it.
Now you're like, this is pretty good.
You know, that's the funniest thing is that when people do like retro mixes, everything is hindsight, right? Yeah. It totally changes the way everyone looks at everything, that you go back and you go, oh, you know what? That was way better than I realized.
Yeah.
For example, I had the opposite experience, and I say this with all due respect. When I went to the Bad Boy reunion concert, and I got to watch Mace and Diddy perform live, and shout out to Diddy. Love Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
His role in music is
infinite.
It's obviously, it is what it is. It's iconic. I was never the world's biggest Mace guy. Like when Mace came back out, on the podcast, I've been like, New Yorkers are really, they love Mace, but he's not that great a rapper. When I saw that concert live, and by the way, it's an incredibly entertaining concert. I recommend it. But I was like, oh yeah, I was right. I was 100% right. These aren't like rappers. Right. They're not like MCs. And like when you go to the concert, Carl Thomas comes out, sings his ass off. Total actually really surprised me how good they are. Right? There's really exciting and fun things that happen. But from a rap standpoint, I was like, oh my God. I was right on at 14 years old. This was not my speed.
Was it entertaining though? Did the crowd go crazy?
Yeah, but from a rap standpoint, you know, the song starts. Let me put it this way. It's you enjoy the whole thing because the songs are such hits. But by the time they get to the hook of that song, if it's a song that Mace is like the lead rapper, when it gets to the hook, you're like, all right, let's go ahead and get to this hook and get the locks back out here real quick. It's time to switch things up again.
Okay.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love the songs, but it's a different.
I don't know no Mace songs.
You don't know Mace songs?
I know all about the Benjamins, and I'm not sure if he's on.
Come on,
he's
know Mace?
He's not on.
Okay, cool.
He's not on Benjamins.
What about Welcome Back?
You know Welcome Back.
And I know Kanye got a lot of his style from
you
this.
He loves Kanye, loves him. What about What You Want?
The big one.
Tell me what you want from me.
Tell me what you want from me.
Feels so good. You know Feels so good.
Sound, all that shit was kind of gay to me.
I loved What You Want.
It was real twinkly sounding.
It was a little twinkly. But
and I thought that was. I was like, when I saw Missy Elliott look tighter in big blown up suits than they did, I was like, I'm over them niggas.
It was a wrap.
Yeah.
There was a kid that you had moved on.
I'm like, I'm fucking with Missy and Aaliyah and them. I was switched sides.
So as a kid, were you all over the place musically?
It's like Tupac. You know, I like Master P. That comes with knowing Isaiah Rashad, I guess. Whatever.
Of course. You were a fan.
Fucking Lil Wayne and all that shit. But I like Missy Elliott. Fucking Cake. The rock, kind of rock band, I think. If you want to call him rock band.
Cake?
Cake kind of raps.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what Cake's music sounds like.
remotely clutch at the starting line. Anyway, whatever.
I'll take your word for
it. What is cake?
Cake. He's going the distance.
Oh, okay.
He's going the speed. Anyway.
What's that song called?
The Distance.
Cake, The Distance.
Yeah, that shit's raw.
Yeah, I remember.
Cat Power, Kimya Dawson, is that her name?
I don't.
Anything
I don't
that
know
was on
what,
the Juno
I
soundtrack,
saying,
I would go listen to him.
I don't know.
You don't know words he's saying.
Anything that was on the Juno soundtrack, I go listen to it. Anything my little weird country, little white dude managers at Hardee's would tell me to listen to, I go listen to it. Like, so I listened to Mo Shit, and I gave Mo Shit a shot.
And
I like One Republic a whole bunch.
Really? Big One Republic guy.
For a minute in the fray. I was real big. I wrote those songs. I wrote a lot of those songs down.
Wrote them down?
All I need. I remember that shit.
Why would you write them down? I used to write words down sometimes, too.
I used to write lyrics down. Any lyrics I like, I write down. I wrote My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy like 13 times.
The whole album?
At work.
You would
my
just...
little dry eraser board. I'd be writing it down, yeah. I like the dissect
lyrics. Dry eraser board.
I had to try erase, bro.
Do you still know all the words to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Most of them. I'm not doing it.
Do you think it's the... No, okay, you don't have to. You think it's the best one?
Sonic.
Second best one?
Sonically.
Sonically, it's the best one.
Best one. Like, from beginning to end.
Sonically. What do you mean? The engineer?
If you go listen to a Kanye album without fucking wanting to hear a verse from this nigga or a sound like this or whatever, and you just play it through. Without knowing who Kanye West is, I feel like I'd be most impressed by that album.
By Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Purely of Devil in a Blue Dress, like the end. The end of it in itself is like one of the most beautiful things ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Syph, I want to finish this Kanye conversation, but I want to say something first.
Okay.
And I mean it very seriously.
Can I get an orange?
You want a piece of grapefruit?
I'm going to wait.
You sure?
I'm going to wait.
All right. Yep. It's delicious grapefruit. Buying tickets online, Syph, for sporting events and concerts is confusing.
I don't know how to do it.
I know you're not very bright, though.
Fandango?
It's very, very difficult. No, that's for movies. I'm glad you brought that up. I want to talk to you about SeatGeek.
Oh.
Yes. For example, do you know Beyonce is coming to MetLife Stadium?
I do know that.
Those tickets are not going to be easy to get.
Nope.
It is a pain. Do you know Kanye is doing The Garden next week?
Yeah.
Tickets are not easy to get. It's hard to know where to go to get legitimate good tickets.
I have no idea where to go.
Go to SeatGeek, guys. Trust me, I've done it myself. I made my wife a very happy woman by going to SeatGeek and getting her the ticket she wanted to Rihanna. Trust and believe me, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have a special deal, Syph, right now. They will give you a $20 rebate on tickets. All you have to do is go download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and use that code WANEP. Once you type in WANEP, they'll give you $20 after you've made your first purchase. So go cop your Beyonce tickets, your Kanye tickets. Go get that SeatGeek app. Speaking of Kanye, Syph, you're going to be gone, but I will be making sure. What was that?
It's me.
That sounds like Paul Heyman.
It does sound like Paul Heyman. What is that?
It's Juan winning one.
From what? The movie A Million to Juan starring Paul Rodriguez?
No, what's that?
It's a really bad movie. I'd always see it Blockbuster.
That's a comedian, Pete Holmes.
I know Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
He's a famed comedian. He had a television show.
And another one coming out.
Another television show.
Judd Apatow.
What's this show?
I forget what it's called, but it's about a comedian doing like the open mic circuits on HBO.
Really?
Yeah.
You should get a guest spot on that show.
No, nobody wanted me to do
it. You tried.
I sat and talked to Judd Apatow.
At the thing?
Many times at the Cellar.
You've seen him many times?
Many times.
Now, did you tell him that you once said on the air many years ago that he was a dickhead?
No, I did?
Yes!
Why?
Yes!
Hold on, Isaiah, 1 second.
You don't remember this?
No, why'd I say that?
You said
Judd because about the Knocked Up.
Judd Apatow was doing promo for the movie Knocked Up, and when he called, he did a phoner. He was going to do a phoner to Syph's old show on Sirius.
Oh, he was going to come in.
He was going to come in to Syph's show on Sirius, but Syph hadn't seen the movie yet.
He would only come
and he
do
wouldn't
the
come in
if you saw the movie. Mm. So I said, "No, I'm not going to see the movie because you can't. Don't dictate what I got to do with my life to get a fucking interview."
And
I would have went and saw it if I wasn't forced to go see it.
Knocked Up.
I haven't seen it yet.
You remember Knocked Up?
Mm-mm. They got
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen
and that white girl.
I like his directing.
Not
and
Lisa
writing.
Kudrow. What's that bitch's name?
Lisa Kudrow?
She's like the young Lisa Kudrow.
No, she's not. She was way hotter than Lisa Kudrow.
I'm not saying, tall blonde. Tall blonde.
Yeah, but she had like big tits.
Catherine Hegel.
Yes. Catherine Hegel. Yeah, she turned out to be like a Republican.
Yeah, duh.
I know. Anyways, so you talked to Apatow many times and nothing came of it?
Nothing came of what?
Talking to Apatow.
No, nothing came of it.
Did you ever try to like directly hit him with the hard pitch?
Everybody's hitting him.
Maybe he was just waiting for you to hit him.
Maybe, but I feel like a douchebag. Everybody's hitting him.
But I see you do it with other things. You'll ask people straight up, like, yo, will you help me out with blank? D-Nice was here on the air. You're like, yo, D-Nice.
D-Nice is my man now. I love D-Nice.
See?
It's my man.
You were very direct.
It's different, though.
Because you're from the same world?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Isaiah, part of Juan Epstein, it's not just about guests.
If I was that witty, I would have hopped in.
What did you say?
If I was as witty.
I think Scythe, you're just as witty.
Scythe got this blank stare that if you ain't got the A-plus reply.
That's not wit. He's borderline retarded.
That's just my face, man. I got a tired face.
He's got a tired.
I never smoked or anything. It's just my face.
He's got a tired. And Scythe, I say it with all due respect. Yeah. He has a tired, stupid face.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not.
Right, let me tell you something.
Shady right now?
Can I tell you something that I love and hate, but it's the same thing? I love having a little baby daughter and talking to her on FaceTime. I hate that my face is in that little square on the top right. I hate that part.
Damn.
And then I feel bad for her. I'm like, this is what you look at? This face?
All big. And in her version,
it's big. Because technology is like crazy. Like
it's a game changer.
You're away from your family, but you could kind of like talk in real time. Like it's cool.
No. So hold on real quick. Your daughter's two?
No, one and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah.
How much does she get FaceTime?
I mean, she responds. She gets it.
Mm. So she knows it's you?
Yeah.
Isaiah, do you FaceTime with your kids?
Yeah, both.
And how much do they react to FaceTime?
My son used to hit the red button.
Oh, yeah, she hits the button.
By default, it's like,
big red button, hang up.
Yeah.
Really?
Pause, all day pause.
My daughter don't really do that.
But your son would just hang up.
Yeah, my son would do that.
Now, are the kids' mothers in the background while you're on the phone screaming,
no,
fuck
right
him?
No, they'd be right there holding them. Or
okay,
the
kid, they're showing.
Or my daughter and my son, they'll just grab the phone and talk to me now.
How old are your kids now?
1 and 3.
1 and 3.
Yeah.
Are they both in the same part of the world?
I'm not going to tell you about that.
Okay, so you're not going to say where they are.
Good answer.
Let me tell you something. The line of where rappers draw the line of too personal, I'll never figure it out. I'll be 100 years old.
It's not rappers. It's just people.
But it ain't
got nothing to do. It's more so got something to do with somebody else than me. We don't talk about me. Like we talk about drugs and shit, talking about kids, somebody else.
It's another person. No, but still, even there was a recent the reason I say rappers is because it's usually during Juan Epstein. It's usually interviewing a rap artist, and it's usually me not having any line whatsoever of what is appropriate to ask.
Oh, a typical Rosenberg question is like, yo, what's your bank account looking like? What's the biggest check you ever got?
I don't say what's your bank
and
account
I try
looking
to tell
like.
Them, yo, you can't ask people from
I go, the bank. Take little bank. You
I
be
say,
doing that? To
I
people?
Say, what's your biggest check? I go, what's the biggest? What like if it's someone who had a big hit, but they haven't had a hit in 15 years, right? But they had a few hits. I'll go, what's the biggest check that comes in?
You're not saying it right.
No, I come very direct.
I know.
And then I'll be like, what about? And by the way, it only comes from a place from how if someone asked me, I wouldn't feel any way about it. That's why I asked.
How much you get paid at ESPN?
I can't say that. That's too much. But if you said in 5 years, if you said what job paid better, ESPN or Hot, I'd give you an answer. No problem.
That's not how you're – that makes sense.
And then when you're like contractually not obligated to either though?
Yeah, once it's over.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
You should say like from what song – did you get the biggest check from? You say, what's your biggest check like? You're asking for the number.
Like yesterday, man.
I don't mean it that way. Remember when OC was on? And I was like, yo, was that song really about your girl? Like, was that? He was like, I don't want to talk about that. I was like, okay, well, moving right along. I just heard the song and thought it was real.
Deep.
I know, I do it a lot. Now, listen, Isaiah Rashad, you are also, Scythe, don't leave, but I'll keep it quick.
Jesus, is he finna do it to you?
Wrestling?
You're a big wrestling fan.
Yep.
Still?
Yep.
Current product?
Yep.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like tonight, how big? Are you going to find a way to watch tonight's show?
Roman Reigns takes this shit.
Oh, so you are aware of the universal title Fatal 4-Way tonight on Monday Night Raw?
I'm more so on the side of knowing
you know, like, we if you were a fan of wrestling at this age, you know what actually happens. I want my nigga to get his mic skills up.
Who was Roman?
Yeah. I want him to be the one. I want him to get John out of here.
Why do you want John out of here?
I want John to, like, do what The Rock doing.
You want him to go be a big superstar elsewhere?
Yeah, I want him to do what The Rock doing. Yeah, The Rock got, like, 4 matches a year type of shit?
Yeah. No, one.
One?
If that.
Fucking M's.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
Got TV show. Got movies.
TV show, movies, The Rock.
Oh, I like The Rock.
You want Cena to live that?
Cena deserves it. Cena probably the best.
Maybe he's not as good as an actor.
Like, on some commitment shit.
Oh, on commitment shit, Cena's the best. There's
no
question.
Deserves it, yeah.
Who's your favorite current wrestler?
Boogeyman.
Sorry, Saif?
I like
what
Boogeyman.
The fuck is he talking
about? Now, Saif, it's hilarious that you say that because there was a wrestler named Boogeyman.
and
he was repugnant.
Well, I like him.
Boogeyman.
Damn, right now?
I hope there's a wrestling fan out
Who's
there.
Who's the guy I met at 7-Eleven?
Who you mean at 7-Eleven?
Saif met Enzo Amore at 7-Eleven.
That's my favorite one. Yep.
Okay, that's
my favorite.
That's your guy right there.
All
right.
He was on the hoverboard at 7-Eleven.
Did you know him because of Peter?
No.
I know him because I met him at 7-Eleven.
He came up to
me. He came up to me.
He came up to you?
He came up to me knowing who I was and because he knew Rosenberg, yeah.
Okay. That's my guy.
Yeah.
You like Enzo?
Yeah.
Yikes.
He said he gave it an eye.
Yikes.
Okay, okay.
I
want to
see big niggas again. I want to see real big motherfuckers.
Big Cass is big.
But they ain't enthusiastic. They ain't enthusiastic. Ain't been a too many, like, but even Batista was trash back then.
But Batista by the end got really good. I really like Batista by the end.
His in-ring got trash.
His in-ring left something to be desired. But by the end, I was so into Batista's character. The fact that Batista ended his career in a wheelchair. That was classic. With Bret Hart firing him. No.
Oh.
But his character was like, he's this big, huge guy. And his character became like this really pathetic, sniveling bad guy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's the world's biggest dude and he was wheeling around in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he was in that RZA movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Saif, you're really... Your bullshitting on this topic is really good.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
If you some other shit, I might.
You might have something. Yeah, and he's also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is pretty big.
That was big too.
It's big as fuck.
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Probably Edge or Randy Orton.
Wow. So
I
you're
really
how
like
old
Randy
are you again?
Orton, 25.
Okay, exactly.
I really like Randy Orton. That Legend Killer shit was the most
Legend Killer's my
shit. Like I on some like. Giving props to the game, knowing how wrestling works, everybody he RKO'd in those like 3 years is probably a fucking G.
Yeah.
And everybody he didn't, probably a bitch.
Everyone who mattered took
everybody
an RKO.
Everybody who don't put you on in wrestling is weak. Don't put you on at the right moment, that's weak.
Well, that's part of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, that's all the game is let me put you on.
So growing up, they were your favorites because you were about 15 in 2006, so yeah, like 12 in the early 2000s. So yeah when you
Sting.
Came on,
Sting was my favorite at first.
Oh, when you were for a little kid,
the mask and a bat. That's all you needed for me.
You recognize Sting's time? You know who he is?
Yeah, the mask and a bat.
No, not the police.
I think Sting. He didn't fuck with Hulk Hogan at the time. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, yeah. I used to make my black and red figurine beat up the black and white figurine.
You were Wolfpack.
I had both colors of Sting. You remember Sting?
Oh yeah. But he was Wolfpack Sting. And...
Oh yeah. See, that part's cloudy. WCW, all this.
That's going far back.
Cloudy.
Yo, but you got to go back on the network. You have the network?
Yeah. No. I don't got the network.
You don't have the network?
Mm-mm. Because I don't fuck with Vince like that. I'm gonna pull up to the shows though. I like going and seeing the live shows.
But you don't want to give them $10 a month.
I'll give them more than that at the show. I don't got like.
But the network
I only
has
24-hour access to all this shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a life change.
I'd use Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report and everything. I listen to you.
You do?
Yeah.
You hear Cheap Heat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you think of the shirt? Pretty mage.
I think it's pretty awesome.
Thank you very much.
I need one.
I'm very, very excited about this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the live show is fantastic.
You're set up for this, though, by the way.
What do you mean?
Syllable-wise, like, I don't know. It just looked right. Monday Night Rosenberg.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about it like that. Wow, you should be a rapper, like a wordsmith.
Saif,
by the way, you know, I got to tell you something.
Words together like Letterman.
I had a live show last week, a Cheap Heat podcast live.
Oh, that one you'll do live.
That one I didn't cancel on.
Oh.
But I had the date for like 3 months.
Oh.
Whoa.
Crazy. Crazy?
Crazy.
Where was it?
Highline.
Really?
Sold out.
What?
400. It was lit.
Live podcast.
Yes.
Was guests?
No, we didn't announce any
TED
guests.
Talk shit, ain't it?
Did you have guests?
TED Talk shit. That's right,
yeah.
Isaiah Rashad from
that's
Chattanooga,
TED
Tennessee.
Talk shit. Yeah.
No, we didn't announce any guests, which I was very proud of selling it out with no guests. But my old co-host Shoemaker came back. Like he made his comeback, but it was a surprise.
On some wrestling shit.
You would have loved this part, actually. So I planned
out. Why didn't you tell me? I would have went.
I planned it theatrically like a wrestling event. So we had a thing. I have a new guy who I'm adding to the podcast to basically replace him, kind of, right? Yeah. And so I've been doing this whole thing about, is he going to kiss my ass? The only way he can join the show, you obviously appreciate the reference,
yeah.
Is about will or will he not
kiss
my ass. It's a Vince McMahon thing. Stack guy Greg's still around.
Okay. He really kissed his ass.
So I said, the whole thing was about will or will he not kiss my ass. We'll find out at the live event. So at the live event, he comes out, the new guy, we're talking, and I'm like, all right, well, enough talking. It's time to find out whether or not you're going to kiss my ass, right? And I kind of go into more like character now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, and everyone, I stand up.
What do you mean, like literally?
Literally, kiss my ass. It's a Vince McMahon thing.
Okay.
He's made people kiss his ass.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't pull my pants up. I told my wife I wouldn't go that far. I was like, I'm not doing that. She was like, no, you got to take it far. I was like,
you
no.
You got to take it far.
Dipperstein, my agent, was like, take the pants off. I was like, I'm not taking my fucking pants off. They'll get the idea. So I get up. I turn around, I'm like, it's time for you to kiss my ass. The whole crowd's chanting, kiss it, kiss. Oh, no, it was pucker up. They did pucker up, and then they did kiss his ass.
Yeah.
Kiss his ass. So he's like, no, I don't know.
But he's playing along.
Yeah, we're all playing along. And he goes to like get down on one knee, and he gets back up, and I'm like, do it. And when he gets down the second time.
He's a grown man doing it.
Grown man. He gets down on one knee the second time. Lights go out. Undertaker music hits, right?
Jesus.
So lights go completely
Who
out.
Who did that?
Come on, man. I set this shit up. I had Dipperstein. Dipperstein.
Did you practice?
No, but we went through it, and Dipperstein was in the booth with the sound guys being like, down now, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Undertaker music
hits. He's a professional entertainment agent.
Yes. By the way, he was more excited about this. You've seen Dipperstein probably in many excited situations. Never this excited. Out of his mind about how excited he was for this event. Undertaker music hits. Lights go back on, Shoemaker standing there, and I'm knocked out. As if he came back and saved my new co-host from having to kiss my ass. The place went crazy. It was fun. It was really fun.
That's pretty tight, dude.
Yeah, oh, it turned out. Dude, you got to watch the video on YouTube. The shit was pretty tight.
That's pretty tight.
It was a pretty good angle.
That's a pretty good angle.
I mean, listen, you watch enough, you can figure out how to book your own show. So, Saif, now we got to come up with something good for when we do our live show.
Let's just try one.
Let's just try one live. Yeah. You mean just try to make it happen?
Yeah.
For the record, we've done live podcasts before. You know that, right?
Not really.
Flex?
I mean, but that didn't count.
Why not? That was legendary.
Like, I know, but it was somebody else putting it together. Like, it was
okay,
part of
true.
Like a festival thing.
No, oh, kind of, yeah, the podcast thing. And then A3C was part of A3C. Speaking of which, did you get the De La album?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's just fucking good. You're not into it?
No disrespect. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to disrespect my heroes.
But why don't you like it? I like it so much.
I don't know. It's too long.
It's a little long.
Starts off good.
Starts off really good.
Yeah.
I will say 17 is a lot. Yeah. Yo, right. Remember this.
That 2 Chainz song is fire, though.
The 2 Chainz record is fucking fire.
It's fire. I knew it would be, too.
Yo, you know what I love about the 2 Chainz record? I think it's him ad-libbing on the whole first and second verse.
Oh, I gotta listen.
You notice that, like, the whole...
I was listening, it was kind of low.
The whole verse of the first verse, when I think it's Posh rapping, is there someone like, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Probably.
The whole fucking
thing.
But
I knew it would be dope, because they wouldn't... It's.
No, they don't do...
I gotta listen to it again. I don't want to diss it. I never like things on the first listen anyway.
Well, listen, but there are... I'll just say this. The Pete Rock Estelle one is fucking amazing.
I didn't hear that one.
It's really slow, but it's fucking phenomenal.
You know what threw me off about it? Forget it.
You don't want to go into this on... That's the level of respect
you have.
I
feel bad for like 10 seconds. I don't feel bad for not knowing De La Soul had it. Now I feel bad.
But you don't... Wait, what? Oh, the new one?
I didn't know.
Have you ever heard of De La Soul album?
Have you listened to De La Soul albums before?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember which ones you listened to?
I just remember it was all three of them on the front, like in like a.
That's Balloon Mind State. Yeah, but Balloon Mind State's the one with it's all three of them looking over.
Yeah, looking.
It's a group of three. They're always all three of the front.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. The 3 Feet High Rising is all three of them too.
Okay.
Well, because De La Soul is dead. It's just a flower pot.
It was in the flower pot. Their heads were in the flower pot.
Jesus Christ! Nah, now I'm confused. That doesn't even make sense. I think you're making this up.
Is this a mixtape? Is this on my?
It could have been.
Am I discrediting myself?
But by the way, the real hard part is. You can't listen to their albums on iTunes.
No.
They don't exist there.
I was on them during LimeWire.
That's
when I went back and did all this.
LimeWire talk?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you were living on LimeWire.
Were you downloading
old freestyles and shit? Like every, like, Lox freestyle and
shit?
All the Wayne mixtapes?
Like, because for whatever reason.
How great do you think Wayne is?
All time.
Still?
Almost, you would not say Jordan was good.
What do you
mean? Just because niggas is better now don't mean like on some like capability, like natural. Like you needed Wayne for you to have today, so you can't say he's not the greatest.
No,
like,
Wayne's the best.
You might be Jordan.
Wayne was.
He's Jordan. He's good. More Jordan to me than anybody else. On some, like, having all the skills.
Yeah.
Like, he might not have been like been able to work with. Like, Jordan might not have been able to like have the mentality to work with niggas like he worked back then now. So he might not win now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a very interesting point.
20 years in the game.
Right.
He's still playing. Just because he, like, intercontinental. Do you think he'll. Don't mean, like, we got to be mad at him.
Okay. Do you think he'll ever have a great album again?
Yeah. It'll never come out.
It'll never come out, though.
If it'll never come out.
So you think we'll never hear a great Wayne album again?
I don't know if it ever come out.
Okay. I have a lot of respect for you. I want you guys to know that very much. Deep-seated respect. Listen, Isaiah Rashad has a project dropping this Friday.
Yes, sir.
Syfe has probably never heard a song of yours for a second.
You have?
Okay.
Of course, that's all she plays.
No, didn't we
G-Code, by the way, is a huge fan.
Didn't we meet at fucking with Rob MTV 2 years ago?
Hold on. Syfe knowing you and respecting you as a person has nothing to do with actually playing your music in his car.
What does that mean, though?
Because he doesn't listen to rap
If I, okay, I guess if I like have to meet a motherfucker, you meet niggas every day.
Yeah.
Well, okay, never mind, not the same thing.
Right.
What, every day?
Like, if I was like, I'm like, if I meet somebody and they introduce me to this shit, I'd probably listen. But I'm like,
I mean rappers every day.
Yeah, we're not the same type of
person. But I thought you were a nice person.
Thanks, man. And isn't that more important?
In the long term.
But here's my thing. Don't take it personal.
Yeah.
My thing is, I got burnt out of the music game right when you came in.
Yeah, it's true.
So now I'm coming back.
Here he comes.
So I'll listen to your shit that comes out Friday.
There we go.
But for the last 2 years, I've been out the game. I've been on comedy mode. But now I'm back.
I fuck with it, though. I can tell.
I like that fucking Made in Tokyo kid.
Yeah, Made in Tokyo's dumb.
I like...
Talk to him.
Here we go.
I like...
He make tight beats.
Yeah. I like that shit a lot. I like the fucking... what's the other guy? Fuck. I'm blacking out.
You can't just say
new
that.
Shit?
The other guy?
What's some new shit?
What's some new shit? Why don't you ask her? Because she's around you.
Yeah. I don't like the shit she listens to.
Because she likes
what I like?
Rap, yes. No, well, more like what I like. More like what you make. Rap shit. Mm. He wants ratchet.
I want some ratchet.
Almost all the time.
No.
Half the time?
Ratchet is because of my work. That's not what I want.
No, but it's because it's affected your it's affected your taste. It's affected my taste too.
I usually want to hear some ratchet.
It's too much
shit.
Sauce.
Too much sauce.
That's a good one.
Tell the name of the project one more time this Friday.
The Sun's Tirade.
The Sun's.
The Sun's.
S O N
S U N.
Oh,
Sun's Tirade.
Tirade.
And
I will give it a full listen,
and I will fully appreciate.
Will it be on Tidal?
Huh?
Will it be on Tidal? Yes, it was.
That's where I'm going to listen to it because I love Tidal.
Oh, we open it up? I want Tidal? Syfe.
I'm just playing.
Don't you work for Tidal?
Huh?
Don't you work for
I'm doing some stuff over there.
It's for joke. It was funny, Dave.
Don't worry.
That was fucking funny. It was funny.
And I'm sure G-Code will listen to it and you'll be forced to hear the album at the very least. Hey, listen. Thank you for coming by.
Man, thanks for having me.
Is he
Muslim?
Are you Muslim, Isaiah?
My mom used to be. I think I'm pretty... I like God.
But not necessarily a specific...
I go to church.
Oh, you do?
I talk to Muslims, though. I'll go to a Baptist church when I go home. But I done been to... People I met in Watts. I met some people in Watts that I chop it up about Islamic stuff about.
So you don't really care. You just like a spirit.
Whatever makes sense. Whatever eases my mind. And doesn't conflict reality.
Well, listen, thank you for being so forthright about the shit you've been dealing with.
Yeah,
for real.
That was very cool. We talked to a lot of artists much older than you who are not capable of sitting down with someone they know and saying, hey, shit was fucked up for a while. So I commend you for that, for sharing it with people and for holding yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm. And now you're being so candor.
So candid.
Candid. Oh, having candor.
That was really bad. That was. Sorry. There are a lot of people listening who were just like, oh, Syfe.
I don't care.
I'm just kidding. He's like, I don't care, fuck them anyway.
That's some stand-up shit. That's like fucking up words on purpose is some stand-up shit.
But that wasn't on purpose. Let's be clear. That was a very... What did you say?
It was on purpose. It's a joke I heard someone say.
I peeped it. You can peep it. He ain't talking about, I'm tired. No, you got stand-up face.
He does. That's funny. I always think you have sit-down face. Anyways, Isaiah Rashad,
That's why he's the stand-up.
Oh,
right,
I know what I was
there.
Ask you.
That's why he's the stand-up. Right
I know
there.
What I was going to ask you. Before you say bye to him, your wrestling event, there was bitches in there?
No.
Hey, bro, shut up, bro. We don't need to talk about that aspect of that shit.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm strictly fanboy.
That's right, Isaiah.
You respect fanboys,
bro. Many?
You know, how many?
Yeah.
How
like
many bitches?
10,
in there?
Yeah.
Are we including my wife?
Yeah.
You called your wife a bitch?
Well,
you know what I mean.
Sorry, he meant business.
Not in a bad way.
He just meant bitches.
Like in a Snoop Dogg way. Like
right, of course.
Like
well, I think Snoop meant it bad sometimes.
He was a pimp.
Yeah. I would say including my
Seven,
wife.
Not employees. No employees.
And not employees. There was about 20 bitches out of the 400.
Jesus Christ. Who's talking to you about this?
Were they fans or they just with their boyfriends?
Mostly with boyfriends, but also fans and with boyfriends. Like
boyfriend
become
fans.
A fan.
The boyfriend was a fan, and they became fans.
That's
a lot
what I'm saying.
Of those.
So when they break up, they're done.
She'll still be a fan. She'll pull up.
No, I think some would still pull up. I think some would still pull up.
Them the ones who was there by themselves, the one who used to have a boyfriend, and then they boyfriend.
Let me tell you what. Ask me how many hot chicks were there. No comment. After my wife. Hey guys, this has been fun.
This has been excellent.
And now you have another person to hold you accountable, to check in every once in a while and make sure you're doing good.
Yeah, man.
So I look forward to bothering you.
By the way,
I'm really a Jewish warrior, so you did it to yourself. Just remember that. His name is Isaiah Rashad, the Sun's Tirade, Friday. Saif, have fun in England.
Have fun. Download that shit. Have fun
with
that shit.
You know what England got?
Ugly bitches.
No.
Bitches? First of all, stop using the word bitches. I'm offended by it, frankly.
Bad women in
But there's some very there's some lovely women there.
Like
very
a,
attractive.
I like a chunky white girl with a sloppy
bitch from Alabama or some shit.
All right. Were you about to seriously compliment them by saying I like a chunky fat white girl, a chunky white girl with a sloppy ass? Adele?
Are you taking?
No, I'm just playing.
We're talking about
fucked up.
That's fucked up, bro. You're such a fucked up person, bro.
Saif, who was the chick who was on who won the like American Idol in Britain?
You talking? Wait, in England?
Yeah.
Susan Boyle.
You remember Susan Boyle?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. You trying to find yourself a Susan Boyle type joint? Yo, have fun, man. No, by the way, shout out England.
Did she have a mole or some shit?
She was like 60 years old. But by the way, shout out to the UK who jumped on me. We got a ton. We have one of our main listening bases is in London, and people really came at me after I said Nando's wasn't that great. So don't think I'm being serious about. By the way, there are British women who
Nando's isn't that great if you like real chicken.
Thank you.
If you like a whole chicken wing when you bite into it,
right? It's just a different thing.
It's like I'm finna eat this box of minis.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
Do you love Nando's?
I fuck with Nando's.
Really? Dave Free loves
snack
Nando's.
Shit. I like Zaxby's too, nigga. And Raisin Cane.
Well, okay, relax. There's a lot of options here you're talking about.
Tell me.
But yeah, shout out to the beautiful women of London. Cypher Sounds, have fun.
Oh, well, thank you.
And
Are we, so.
What?
We're not going to, all right, bye.
What did you want to talk about?
No, nothing.
Well, you keep acting weird when I try to sign off.
No, sign off.
You sure?
Y'all relationships
are love
and hate.
Too much sauce.
Later.